This is the city. Cody, Wyoming. We are Scott and Russ reporting on a Thursday as we have items sent to us from the Cody Police Department. Covering activity going back to this past week. They include a trespass complaint on 23rd Street. 1 to 2 hour delay. Female destroyed the residence. Disposition assistance given. Let's invite her in. What could go wrong?
So great. She's ripping the place up. Ah, we'll get there in a couple of hours.
Yeah, they're going to delay calling it in for a couple hours. So, yeah, I'm sure she's going to put it all back together again after she destroyed it. So, fraud related, 19th Street. Subject making threats to RP via Facebook, wanting him to send money, or they're going to release unfavorable photos. Subjects are texting RP as well as making threats. Disposition assistance Kevin. Not sure exactly what the unfavorable photos are.
It's my bad side.
Am I not smiling in this picture? Or my face isn't even part of it.
Just a little word of warning. Don't pose for photographs that you don't want everyone to see.
Yeah. So, then don't send them over electronic media.
Oh.
So that's probably, a big no-no right there. Okay, just a thought.
Just a thought.
Yeah. Maybe it's the way you like it, but yeah, there are people out there that want to get money or something from you. So,
just think to yourself, what would my mom think if she saw this photo? That's a good litmus test.
Auto burglary, Holiday Inn, reporting theft of tools from his work vehicle overnight. Disposition assistance Kevin. Can't trust anybody, even all your tools in the back of a pickup truck.
Locking toolbox, man.
Yeah, sell them.
They do sell them, and if you're a person who relies on tools to make your living, lock them up.
I think you can get them at Aldridge's, can't you?
I believe so.
Yeah. Let's see. Threat. Yellowstone Regional Airport. RP states there was a meeting, and as he left, someone was not happy about a decision, got in his face and yelled and screamed at him. Disposition. Assistance, Kevin. Those meetings, Russ. I've been to those meetings.
This meeting did not go as I planned.
Yeah, so they were letting their point known by yelling. So, let's see. Motor vehicle crash. Minor fender. Miscellaneous assistance. Absorca Bay RV Park. RP states that she had her email hacked and is being told that she needs to pay money or they'll pass out a video. Disposition assistance, Kevin. So it's again, she may have, if I'm threatened with that, it's like, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, me too.
I haven't posted anything. You know, it's not going to be me.
Gee, what is the video of me sitting around playing video games?
Yeah, that's basically what mine would be. So sorry. Let's see. Other law violations, Skyline Drive, a truck driving up and down Skyline, dropping debris. It's all over the neighborhood. Disposition assistance, Kevin. But he's trying to get to work. Oh, no, he's trying to. This is at 6 o'clock at night. He's done working.
It's the Dodge debris.
Yeah. So, trespass complaint, Bighorn Avenue, mail listed below, has been trespassed. He is there on the property and causing problems. has a phone on a tripod sitting in the parking spot. Disposition, CK. So he was too jittery before with his earlier filming. So he brought in some, special directors, and he's now going to be doing some good filming. So.
Hey, Spielberg, is this camera angle good?
Yeah. And then, the trespass, that's just a complaint. It's nothing on paper. Oh, wait, it is on paper.
It is on
paper. Never mind.
And the camera in the parking spot. Somebody's parking in my spot, and I'm going to catch them.
Yeah. So that's the fun over on Bighorn Avenue. So, disturbance at Comfort Inn.
I'm subtly feeling uncomfortable.
Male subject made threats to guests in the gym over noise. Disposition. Assistant Kevin, stop working out so loudly. I'm going to threaten you. And I'm sure he was probably fat, never been in the gym. So the people in the gym go, hey, yeah, good threat. Thanks. Good work, buddy. Let's see. Abandoned vehicle, Mountain View. A Jetta with Washington plates that expired has been parked for the past 3 months. Disposition assistance, Kevin.
I don't think they're coming back.
No, and it's a beautiful Jetta.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're sweet rides. So, trespass complaint, Crystal Cove Apartments. RP would like trespass the below listed person from Crystal Cove. Disposition completed. You're kicked out of the entire cove.
Oh. No cove for you.
Yeah, no cove. Let's see, miscellaneous assistance. St. Anthony's Catholic Church. RP states a below listed person has been hanging around the church. They're concerned about her still being here with the weather turning cold. Disposition unable to assist. So think that a church would be, you know, the one place you could hang around at.
Yeah, let them in.
Yeah, so come on in. So let's see. Fraud related at Juby's. RP states someone has stolen his identity. He can't even recognize himself in the mirror.
I hate that.
Yeah, so that's the high-tech end criminals, Russ, that are going after the Juby's tenants. Trying to get all their gold from Juby. Trying to find the missing gold of Juby's trailer.
Because we all know that... It's kind of like, you know, Willie Loman. Why did you rob the bank? Because that's where the money is.
That's where the gold is, yeah. Let's see, parking problem. Juby's, RP like phone number regarding numerous vehicles she wants stickered. So it's like everybody has a broke down car in front of them. All of them need stickers. So let's see, welfare check on 11th Street. Arizona truck. Male driver parked in the Cole Mansion driveway, slurring speech and swaying. Disposition, see case. So I'm and this occurring at about 7:30 at night. So my speech isn't slurred till at least 9:30, and then my swaying is always at 11. So.
The falling down occurs around midnight.
No. Disturbance, Lockhart Inn, gray sweatpants, no shirt, no shoes, had a broomstick in his hand and spinning in circles. Well, when haven't I done that?
Hey, that sounds like fun.
He had pants.
Yeah. I think I'll try that this weekend.
Of course, you can get your broomsticks over at Aldridge's. Can't get sweatpants unless you look in the lost and found. They're usually Tim's. So, auto burglary, RP reporting work tools stolen from his vehicle. Disposition unfounded. So I don't know what.
Oh, here they are.
Yeah, maybe I forgot it was right here. Other law violation, Wendy's. RP says there's an older male panhandling at Wendy's. Disposition assistance, Kevin. Spare change? Nope. Just I need something to get me fatter. Sorry. So, let's see. Disturbance, Walmart, older male banging on the car window and yelling at an older female in the parking lot. Disposition assistance, Kevin. Sometimes people bring their drama from out of the house and do it in Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
So, theft at McDonald's. RP says someone stole the orange cones. Disposition. Was there a special on orange cones at McDonald's?
Yeah, I'd like a McRib, and I'll take two of those cones, please.
Disturbance. Lockhart. RP says there's a male outside acting very strangely and banging on his window. Disposition. See case. This is the same guy with the broom. Oh.
Is he twirling?
Yeah. Then suspicious activity, Lockhart in again. RP says the man yelling and beating on the doors and yelling a lot. Disposition, unable to locate. So he goes out and he does it just for a moment, and then he back inside again. So he's, it sounds like a crazy person, Russ.
Could be.
Yeah, so we're always in the market for finding more crazy people. So
found a few of them on today's blotter.
Yeah, there are plenty of them out there. Anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center. where Tim sometimes has a video of him working over there at Alderson.
Weird.
Yeah, no. So don't blackmail him for it, okay? So anyway, appreciate the Cody Police Department for today's Police Blotter Report.